Today's year in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in the Durham Daf Samach. We begin the 8th Perek, Perek Konim Yayin, and we're learning today Le'ili Nishmas Isidore Gettinger, Dan Gettinger's father, Yitzhak Ben Yehuda. All the Nishams we learn from Shedev and Leah from our learning. Okay, we begin with the brand new Perek, middle of Samach Omud Aleph. The Mishnah tells us Konim Yayin Shani Toen Hayom. So the Chiddush over here will be the time period that these things are being ushered to this person by the neder that he took. So a person asks himself yayin, he says, this wine should be like a carbon to me. If I taste it, hayom, today. So what does today mean? So the Mishnah tells us, Eino osu elo ad shetechshach. The day is defined as till the end of this day, which is defined as until nightfall. As the top round tells us, the kivin d'amar hayom, since he said the word hayom, today, lo mashma, it only means elo ad sheyigmar oso yom. Till the conclusion of that day, which by definition, the Hainu Ad Shetechshach, until it is nightfall. Now, interestingly, the Shittu Mechmetz says, why do we bedavka say Konim Yayin? Why didn't we say Konim Kikar? Why didn't we say Konim Bayis or something else like that? If we're teaching us Hayom, so the critical factor wasn't the Yayin, why did bedavka, out of all the things it could have chosen, chose Yayin? So the Shittu Mechmetz brings out a very interesting idea, and he says that wine is the cause of trouble for so many things in the world. So if you are going to make an eder, it's good to make it against wine. As we know, the famous idea of becoming a nazir, which is the next masechta we're going to learn, it's if a person sees a sota, that is a kalkelis asma, sees an ebach sota that unfortunately committed adultery and she was tested and the waters went and tested her and she dies, so a person should be nozer min hayayin. He should go and say, well, wine probably caused this aveira. A person loses their inhibitions, often with alcohol, and as a result, maybe did things that they shouldn't have done. So therefore, that's why the Shittu Mechmetz says that we chose specifically over here to say, Konim Yayin. Okay, but the critical point that the Mishnah was teaching us is Hayom. If he says today, it means that day till nightfall. If a person says Shabbos Zu, this week, Shabbos means a week, so that includes also B'chol HaShabbos is also for the rest of that week, the Shabbos She'ovra. That's the Girsa that we have. However, if you look in the Bach, he changes it around a little bit, and he says it should be L'She'ovar, and that's also the Lashon that we're going to have coming up in the Gemara. In any event, this means that the Shabbos that is coming up, in other words, the Shabbos at the end of this week, he makes the neder, and he says, this week I ask myself on having wine, so that includes the upcoming Shabbos that will be considered part of this week. You might have thought that maybe the Shabbos means just the weekdays, so therefore this comes to be mechadish to us that it also includes the Shabbos that's at the end of this week itself. The Ran explains in Dibra Maskel Shabbos Zu, he says, Im not to be echad mi mei hashua, any one of the days of the week that you make this neder on, so you're also b'chol yimei mei hashua for the rest of that week, and the Shabbos that concludes that week. Yom Shabbos atzmo b'chal issa shel shavua. She'ovar. Why is that? Because the Amri Inshe, when people say, I ask myself for this Shabbos Zu, so that Tayu, their thoughts are on, ayimei hachol, all the weekdays, habayim, that come up to that Shabbos, the Al Yoma Shabbos, and that also includes Shabbos itself. Similarly, if a person says, Chodesh Zeh, I ask myself for wine this month, so what's included in this month? Atzur B'chol LaChodesh, she's also in the rest of that month. But that doesn't include here the Rosh Chodesh Lehaba. Rosh Chodesh is not included in this neder. Why is that? So the Ram tells us, She'ein Rosh Chodesh Sha'achar Yemei HaChodesh Michlal Ha'Isser, that the Rosh Chodesh that comes at the conclusion of this month. So we're right now in the month of Kislev. The person says, I asked myself to have wine this month, so that would be up to, but not including, Rosh Chodesh Teves. Ela Lahabahu Nimne Umutu. That Rosh Chodesh Teves counts for the next month, and therefore is not included in his neder to ask for wine for this month, and therefore Rosh Chodesh is permitted. Similarly, if a person says, Shana Zu, I ask myself to have wine for this year, so also b'chol Hashana, the Rosh Hashanah le'asud lavo. He would only ask himself for this year, but not Rosh Hashanah. As the Ran tells us in the Ramaskal, Shana Zu, he says, Avo Rosh Chodesh Tishrei le'asud lavo. That's considered already next year. They know Michlala Isser. So when he says HaChodesh, or he says Hashanah, so that is up to, but not including, Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. As opposed to, if he says, this Shabbos, that does include the upcoming Shabbos itself. Because that's, we go after the vernacular usage, and this is what people mean in the vernacular usage. Similarly, if a person says Shavuah, this sabbatical cycle, this Shemitah cycle, so also b'chol ha-shavuah u'shviyah sha'avra, he's also in all of the years of this Shemitah cycle to have wine, as well as included in this Isser, this konin that he took upon himself, is included the Shemitah cycle, because this is the vernacular usage, as the Ran tells us. Also, ad sheyishalmu shisha shonim shel Shemitah, the also gam kein b'shon ha-shviyis, shedina kishal ha'ava, because that is included in the vernacular usage over here. And the Ran tells us, zehu perush mishnah seinu, this is the preferred way to understand our Mishnah. But then the Ran and the Rush also bring down a pshat that the Mefarish uses, they don't like it. He says, v'acherim pirshu, he calls the Mefarish Mestoma the Acherim or others as well. And he says, if a person uses the Lashon of Shabbazu, also b'chol ha-shabbos, that he's making the nether on Shabbos, and he's also on the rest of that day of Shabbos. He goes, sh'omai b'yom ha-shabbos, v'nodar, he made a shvu, and he said, I ask myself on wine while it's already Shabbos. V'omar Shabbazu, this Shabbos, uktani d'osu b'chol ha-shabbos ha-ba, v'yom Shabbos zeh, sh'omai ba. So that includes this entire week, including the Shabbos that he's in the middle of that Shabbos when he made the nether. Even though the next Shabbos is really included in that week, and this Shabbos is technically not included in the week. So the Chiddush over here is that this includes this Shabbos as well. The Ran, however, as well as the Rosh, both disagree, and they say, Avol Pirusha Kama Ikra. They prefer, both the Ran and the Rush, both prefer the first pshat that we brought down, which is the way we'll learn our Mishnah. Okay. Then the Mishnah says, V'im Omar Yom Echad. But if the person says, Konim Yayim, not Shani Toeim Hayom, but Konim Yayim Shani Toeim Yom Echad, for one day. So in this situation, it means Me'eis Leis. Or if he says, Shabbos Achas, for one week, it will be Me'eis Leis. Or Chodesh Echad, it will be Me'eis Leis. He asks the wine from the third day of Kislev, so it will be also till the third day of Teves. Likewise, Shana Achas, it's from the third day of Teves up until this year's third day of Teves, up until next year's third day of Teves. Or Shavu Echad, same thing with the sabbatical cycle, it's the entire Shemitah cycle, also Miyom Liyom, it's from that very day for the entire period of time, either the 24-hour period of time, a 7-day period of time, a month period of time, a year period of time, or Shemitah cycle period of time, until the conclusion fully of that period of time. So when you're dealing with the day, it's Me'eis Leis. He says Yom Echad, so if it's at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he's also to wine until 3 o'clock the next day. As the Rosh clearly says, B'yom Echad Osir Me'eis Leis. So one day is Me'eis Leis. As we had pointed out, Kloma Hekev Echad, one cycle of it. If he uses, however, the Rosh says, if you're dealing with until the end of the week, Shabbos Echas, so then in that situation, Im Omeid B'Emtza Hayom, it's the middle of the day, 3 o'clock on the middle of Tuesday, V'Amar Yom Echad, one day, so also Ad L'Mochar Ke'ez Hazos, until tomorrow, 3 o'clock, fine. V'Chein Im Omeid B'Ches B'Chodesh, if it's the 8th day of the month, the Omar Chodesh Olai Osir, he says, this Chodesh is also to me, so then he's also Ad Ches L'Chodesh Haba, up until the start of the 8th day of the next month. I don't think he goes exactly Me'eis Leis. It's just until the start of that day. L'chein B'Shana, by the year as well, until the start of that day, a year later. L'chein B'Shemitah, in 7-year cycle, until the start of that day. I don't think he goes exactly Me'eis Leis. It's close to it, but not exactly Me'eis Leis. The Rambam seems to suggest that, no, you go exactly Me'eis Leis in all of these situations, albeit most seem to disagree with the opinion of the Rambam. Okay, now let's go weiter. The next thing the Mishnah tells us is if a person asks himself to drink wine, ad ha-Pesach, until Pesach. So what does that mean, until Pesach? So the Mishnah tells us it means aser ad sheyagia. It means until the start of Pesach, but he would be permitted to have wine on Pesach. So when it's Shetechshach on Erev Pesach, on Yudalit, up until then he's not allowed to go and have wine. But once it's Mishetechshach, so it's after nightfall, so he would be allowed to go and have wine, because the Lashon of Ad HaPesach means up to, but not including. But if the person says, Ad Sheyehei, it should be, wine should be usher to me until it is Ad Sheyehei Pesach, so then, usher Ad Sheyetze, then we say that it means until the total conclusion of Pesach. Why is that? So the Ran explains, and this Ran is actually found on Samach Aleph Omer Aleph. The Mishnayos were broken up differently according to the way the Ran had it. This was a new Mishnah, and it's found on Samach Aleph Omer Aleph. So the Ran tells us, ad ha-Pesach means osur ad shiagia, because the loshu b'nei adam, the vernacular usage of the word, when you say up to Pesach, it's mashma ad up to v'lo ad, but not including b'chlal. As opposed to, the Ran continues, if a person says ad shiyehei Pesach, until it is Pesach, so there it's osur ad shiyetze. Why is that? Because the mashma ad, in this situation, ad shiyehei implies shiyehei kulo, until all of Pesach is done. And the Rosh says the same thing on Adaf, that the words ad shiyehei, so that implies the mashma kol zman shehu hoveh, as long as it still is called Pesach, so then it's called not yet ad shiyehei, until Pesach is totally done. The Mishnah continues and says, what happens if a person uses the lashon? Now the girsa that we have is ad lifnei ha-Pesach, but everybody says that that's incorrect. If you look in the girsa of the Rosh, he says ad pinei ha-Pesach, and if you look in the Hagos v'tziyunim, so in Oz Beis, he tells us the correct lashon should be pnei, ad pnei ha-Pesach, not ad lifnei ha-Pesach. And he says this is the gifts of Rashi, the Ran, the Rosh, and it's also the Tushul Chanorach brings this down, and it's also the Mishnah and Kiddushin. In any event, so the correct gifts certainly should be over here, ad pnei ha-Pesach. So what does that mean? Does pnei ha-Pesach mean up to, but not including Pesach, or does it mean all of Pesach as well? That's the question. So the Mishnah has two different opinions. Rabbi Meir Omer Osir Achiagia. Rabbi Yossi Omer Osir Achiatsi. So we have a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Meir says it means up to but not including. Ad Pinei means up to but not including Pesach. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says no, the Pinei Pesach is every moment of Pesach. So it means up until the conclusion of Pesach. As the Rosh tells us in Dibur Masa Apnei HaPesach, he says, V'yesh b'mashmo zeh shlosho inyonim. There's three possibilities to understand how to explain this word, Ad Pnei HaPesach. He says, Ikal HaMeimer, there's one opinion that says, Ad Pnei Yomim HaRishonim. It means up until the first days. The Hainu Ad Shiyagia, which means, as Rav Meir had said, up until Pesach, not including Pesach. But then there's an opinion that says, Ikal HaMeimer, Ad Pnei Yomim Achronim. It means up until the last days of Pesach. Be a mutter be yomim achronim, but he would be permitted in the last days of Pesach, but also in the first days, including Chol HaMoed. And the third opinion would be ad pnei Pesach means v'hainu achietze, like the opinion of Rav Yossi that includes all of Pesach, and therefore Rav Meir clearly holds that it means up to but not including. V'kama Rav Meir achiyagia. The low mile inish nafshe l'sveika. Remei's understanding is a person who doesn't put himself into a suffix situation. If he says ad pnei ha-Pesach, he means a definitive answer. It means up to, but not including, because otherwise he puts himself in a suffix. Did he mean the first days, or did he mean the last days? V'dover ha-mevuror likros pnei ha-Pesach kamen. Obviously, since the person doesn't want to put himself into a suffix situation, he must have meant the one definitive answer that means up to, but not including Pesach. V'ayinu achiyagia, similar to achiyagia. And Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi savar ma'il inish nafshe le'yoser b'chol mashiucho listapek. A person does sometimes make a statement that puts himself into a suffix situation. So maybe it means the first days, maybe it means the last days, and therefore Rabbi Yossi says you're oser ad shiyetzi until the conclusion of Pesach. That's our Mishnah, and now we begin the Gemara. Gemara tells us if a person says konim yayim shani tov v'chulei, we quote our Mishnah. If a person asks himself for meeting wine, and he uses the various lashonos that we said, so it means that period of time. Rav Yirmiyah says, now, the girsa should be Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba. As you can see in the Hagos, it's Yudim Oz Gimel, and you can see it in Beferish in the Rosh and the Ran a little bit later on. So this is Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba. In any event, Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, Lisha Techshach, Sarach Sheil Lachacham. Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba adds a new thing, which wasn't stated on Mishnah, and the way the Rosh understands this is, in Dibur Maaseh, Lisha Techshach, so Rav Yirmiyah, Lav Lefaresh Masdisin Ko'osi. He's not coming to explain on Mishnah. He's not saying this is what the Mishnah meant when it said Hayom. It means up until nightfall, and then you have to go and ask Sheila to a Chacham to be Mati Yeneder. But he's coming to tell us that when the Mishnah permitted it at nightfall, the Masdisin Sharile L'Shekechshach below Sheila. The Mishnah never mentioned Sheila. It didn't tell us anything about Sheila. And if a person says Konim Yayim Shanitonim Hayom, he would be permitted to go and have one automatically at nightfall without asking Shela, without doing Hataras Nedarim. El Asvara de Nafshe Kamar, the Rosh tells us, the reviewer of Abba is in his own Svar over here, Shehichmeri. It's a Chumra here that you go and ask Shela on it, Kishetechshach. The Gozag Zerazu, this is a Gzeira that Rav Yirmiyahu Abba is instituting, Latsricho Shelo Lishitachshach, that requires one to go in addition to the Neder being up then, but you still have to ask Hataras Nedorim. And the Gemara is not going to tell us. Rav Yosef Mefarish, Tam Gzeiroso. And we're going to have in a moment, Rav Yosef tells us why did Rav Yirmiyahu Abba make this Zera. So again, the Gemara is telling us now, I'm Rav Yirmiyahu Abba, L'shetechshach, at nightfall, it's not scot-free. That's what the Mishnah said, but along comes Rav Yirmiyahu Abba to add Gzeiro over here, Tzarech Shelo L'chochem. You have to go and ask to have your neder nullified. You have to do Hataras Nedorim. Why? My timer. Why do you have to go and do that? So I'm Rav Yosef. Here's where the Rosh Port is. The Rav Yosef tells us, this is Gzeira Hayom. If a person says, Konem Yayim Sheni Torim Hayom, so then it literally meant up until nightfall. But if he had said Yom Echad, it meant 24 hours. So therefore, Rav Yosef explains Rav Yirmiyahu Barabbas Gzeira as a caution. If we say that you don't need to ask Hataras Nedarim, sometimes a person is going to mistakenly think that he meant Hayom, meaning only until nightfall, but he said Yom Echad, and that would mean 24 hours, Mi'eis Leis. So Rav Yosef tells us this Gezeirah of Yirmiyahu Rabba is Mishum Yom Echad. A person could make a mistake between Hayom and Yom Echad, so therefore, go and specifically ask Hataras Nedarim, so there's no concern or problem over here. Nobody will mistakenly say, oh, he said Hayom, and it only meant till nightfall. When I said Yom Echad, it only also means till nightfall. No, they'll realize he had to go and ask Hataras Nedarim, so therefore the person will also go and ask Hataras Nedarim or realize that his nether goes until the 24-hour period of time. We turn to Samach Omed Beis, where we have the Girsa now, Omar Lay. So somebody is talking to Rav Yosef, so the Bach in Osala tells us it's only Abaya. Abaya questions Rav Yosef, and he says, Ihachi, if what you're saying is correct, that this is a Gzeira, the person says Hayom, we make him do Hataras Nedarim, because another person may mistakenly say Yom Echad and think it also means only a Totel Shach. So Abaya questions Rav Yosef. He says, if you're right, Ihachi, so then Ligzar B'Yom Echad Mishum Hayom, you should make the Gzeira the other way as well. That if a person says Yom Echad, so then we should also make him have to do Hataras Nedarim, because maybe somebody else will mistakenly think it means Hayom, that it means only until nightfall. So Gemara says, Rav Yosef says, that's impossible. Omalei, Rav Yosef responds back to Mestoma Abaye, and he says, Hayom biyom echad michlof. But yom echad bihayom lo michlof. There's no way to mistake it both ways. If a person says, Hayom, and somebody sees him and says, oh, till nightfall. Then when he says, yom echad, he may mistakenly think it also means till nightfall. So therefore, Rav Yirmiyahu Abba made the gzeira. But if a person says Yom Echad, which is 24 hours, so that's going to go past the time of Mishitechshach. Because whenever he makes it, it's going to definitely go through Mishitechshach. So therefore, there's no possibility, no potential for a person to make a mistake that he said, oh, Yom Echad, it only means 24 hours, and therefore, the next time he says Yom Echad, he'll stop at nightfall. Because there's no reason to think it stops at nightfall. It's not confused with 24 hours. Nightfall is not confused in this direction. Because it always, 24 hours, always is going to go through nightfall. Whereas the other way around, where it doesn't automatically go beyond Mishitechshach, so then a person might mistakenly think that Yom Echad is the same as Hayom, and he'll stop prematurely at nightfall instead of going 24 hours. Therefore, there's a concern in that direction, Hayom to Yom Echad, but there's no concern, Yom Echad to Hayom. That's how Rav Yosef answers Abaye. Mari says, why do we make this decree over here? As the Mepharshim point out on the Daf, why don't we make this on every single time a person said Konem? Whenever he said Konem, we should say, okay, the time period is up, but now do Hataras Nedarim. Why would we only do this over here? This is the first time we have this in the entire Masechta, where we say, well, your neder is up, the time went through, Baruch Hashem, you weren't over your neder, but now do Hataras Nedarim. Why do we do this over here and no place else? So I'm Ravina. Ravina said, Amali Mereima, Mereima taught me that Hochi Amar Avuch, Mishmei Derav, and the Yirsa should be Rav Yosef, as we have in the brackets. So, Mereimar said to Ravina, your father said in the name of Yosef the following, Keman Ozlo Shmaise de Rav Yirmiyahu Bar Abba. Here we see clearly it's Rav Yirmiyahu Bar Abba. Who was the one that taught us this idea of Rav Yirmiyahu Bar Abba that you have to, he's adding his own gezer over here. Why was it Bedavka in this situation that Rav Yirmiyahu Abba said that we should make such a gzeira that you also have to do Hataras Nedarim at the conclusion of the neder? This goes in accord with who? Kirabi Nosson, the famous Rabbi Nosson we've mentioned many times, including yesterday, Shia. We had this early in the Masechta as well, the Tanya. What does Rabbi Nosson teach us? Rabbi Nosson Omer, Kol Hanoder, if a person does a neder, he makes a neder, Ki'ilu Bono Bom, it's not a positive thing. he's doing as if he made a bama, a mizbeach, at the times when you're not allowed to have a personal mizbeach. As he pointed out many times, there were certain times in the history of Klal Yisrael that you're allowed to have your own private backyard mizbeach and sacrifice certain types of korbanos on it. But during the entire time that we were in Mishkan Shiloh, and then once the Beis HaMikdash was built, and even then, subsequently, when the Beis HaMikdash has never been destroyed, so you're no longer allowed to have your own private backyard bama and make your own korbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though it's to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if a person makes a neder, Rabbi Nosson says, as if you built a bama, which is not allowed, and a makaimo, and even if you're makaim that neder, it's kilu maktir or makrib or leo. It's as if you went and sacrificed on it. As we again pointed out in Koheles, it's better for a person never to make nedarim than to make nedarim and to be makaim them, and certainly than to make nedarim and not be makaim them. So Rabbi Nosson tells us that if you go and make nedarim and then you're mekayim the neder, it's as if you built a bama and then you sacrificed on it. And therefore, in this specific situation, Yimi Ba'aba comes along and says, you shouldn't have done this, and therefore we do hataras nedarim. As the Mefarshim point out, in every other situation, there is no concern that a person should have to do hataras nedarim after the time of the neder is over. So, for example, the Ran tells us here, in the middle of Dibur Maslo, Kiman Ozlo Shmaita, the Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba, Ki Rabbi Nosson, so he tells us in the middle of the Shmaita, Umiyu, Kivan Dechi Nodar, Lav Shapur Ovat, in this situation he didn't do well, Ki Rabbi Nosson, Nihi, the Elo Havishayach Lemigzar Klal, Lo Michmarinon, Ale Litzuche Shela, that here there was absolutely no reason for him to go and make the nether against the wine. So then why don't we make this in all other nedarim as well? Kimati Zibnaya, with the conclusion of every neder, Nema Hachi, they should say the same thing, that you should ask Hataras Nedarim. So why here, only here, and not anyplace else? Miu, Kolhecha, the Shayach Lemigzar Klal, Machmarino Le, Vekansino Le. Here we do this. If a person did a neder, they should go do a mitzvah. We said that a person is allowed to make a neder to be mezaris himself to do a mitzvah. He has trouble getting up for shachos, and he says, I should be aser. If I don't get up for shachos tomorrow, I shouldn't be able to have bread all day. So that's a neder's reason. So that's a good type of a neder. Can go in lumo. If he says, I'm not learning enough, so he says, I'm making a neder, I won't eat bread if I don't go and learn in the morning, or l'chaim mitzvah, to fulfill the mitzvah, so eino tzor shela. In that situation, he doesn't need to ask hataris nedarim. So only specifically over here is where he has to go and ask Hataras Nedarim. That's only over here that Rabbi Yirmiyahu Abba made his Gezerah. Then we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Shabbos Zu, also B'chol HaShabbos Kula. The person says, I ask myself to wine this Shabbos, so that includes the entire week of Shabbos, as well as the Shabbos that comes up at the end of the week. Versus Pshita, it's obvious, that's what a person means. So the Gemara says, no, it's not so obvious. I might have said, Yomei the Shabbos Komar. I might have said that he's only including the days of the Shabbos. In other words, the weekdays, but not the Shabbos day itself. And therefore, in this situation, Kamash Balan, that's not what he means. He means the Shabbos as well. Where it continues and says, we quote the Mishnah where it said, Chodesh Zeh also b'chol haChodesh Rosh Chodesh Laba. We said in the Mishnah that if you ask yourself to drink wine for Rosh Chodesh, it's up to and including Rosh Chodesh, but not Rosh Chodesh itself. The Rosh Chodesh goes for the next month. Gemara says, Pshita, again, that's obvious. Why would we think otherwise? So Gemara says, no, there is a Chiddush over here. Ki etzricha, we need this over here to teach us the following Chiddush l'Chodesh Chaser. So we have a month that is a Chaser month. So a month that's only 21 days is called a Chaser month. A month that has 30 days is called a Mali month. So if a person is in the midst of a month that is Chaser, it's only going to have 29 days. So I might have thought, now the tema that Rosh Chodesh l'Sha'avar had a, and the correct gears shouldn't be Lolitzar, correct gears should be the litzar, as you can see in both the Ran and the Rush in their explanations. So I might have said that when a person says, I'm asking myself for wine for a chodesh, so it means the entire full month of 30 days, which should therefore mean, including, since this was a chasa month, the first day of Rosh Chodesh as well would be included. So therefore, the chiddush over here is, no, kamash malon, that people in the vernacular usage, when they say chodesh, they mean whether it's a malay or a chaser month, they still mean only until the end of that month, and not including Rosh Chodesh of the next month. So kamash malon, kari inshe reish yarcha. People in the vernacular usage over here say reish yarcha, and they don't say that would include Rosh Chodesh. And the girsa in Hagos Tziyunim should be that not inshe reish yarcha, but karu le reish yarcha. People refer to the Rosh Chodesh as next month and not this month. Okay. Then we quote the Mishnah. If a person says, Shana Zu Asu B'chol HaShana Kula, so the Mishnah said that if you ask yourself for wine for the whole year, it includes the whole year up to but not including Rosh Hashanah. So in Beis Medrash, they ask the following Shaila. Iboy Luhu. What happens if the person says, Omar, Konim Yaim Shani Toim Yom Mai? He didn't say Yom Echad, and he didn't say Hayom. So what does he mean if a person says the word Yom? So, what's the halacha in this situation? Do we say Dine Ke Hayom? It would be like Hayom, and therefore it would be only also until nightfall. Or do we say, when he says the word Yom, it means Kiyom Echad. It would be for one day, which would be a 24-hour period of time. So again, we're asking, is the word Yom, is it more like Hayom, or is it like Yom Echad? That's the question they ask in the Beis Medrash. So we'll try to bring it right from our Mishnah, but we'll bring an implication from the Reisha, and then we'll bring a different implication from the Seif, and say that from our Mishnah, you can't have any implication as to what it is. So let's start off. Toshma, bring a Raya, Mimas Nisi, from the first part of our Mishnah, where it said, Konim Yayim Shanitoim Hayom. It only says, if you make the nether in the format of Konim Yayim Shani Toim Hayom, so only then Ein Osir Elat Shutech Shach. Only then is it implying until nightfall. But implication being that if you just said Yom, Ha Yom, that would be Ki Yom Echad Domi, and it would be Me'eis Leis, it would be a 24-hour period of time. From the fact that the beginning of the Mishnah says specifically only if you say the word Hayom, is it Osir Achutech Shach, implication would be any other Lashon, including Yom, would be Me'eis Leis. Or it says, no, that's not true, because look at the implication from the next part of the Mishnah, Ema Sefer, read the next part of the Mishnah. It said, Omar, Yom Echad. If a person uses the Lashon Konim Yayin Yom Echad for one day, so then Aser Miyom Yom. Only in that situation is Me'eis Leis. The implication being that if you use any other Lashon than Yom Echad, if you just said Ha Yom, that would be Ki Hayom Domi. That would mean only until nightfall. So the implication of the Reisha is that it should be Me'eis Leis. The implication of the Sefer, it should be just until Shetach Shach. And therefore, the Gemara says, Elamei from our Mishnah, the implication of the Reisha is different than the implication of the Sefer. The implication of the Sefer is different than the implication of the Reisha. And therefore, from our Mishnah, Leka Lemashma Mina. You can't learn out one way or the other. The implication isn't there. As Tosus brings down, Dira Masel, Elamei Ha, he says, the Lo Yadinan, Haidavka, O Reisha, O Sefer. We don't know which one is one that was specific, and therefore you can learn out the implication. Both of them could be learned the same way. And therefore, the din over here is that neither of them is specific, and the Rosh says the same thing. And the last Rosh on the Daf, Elamiha, says, the Chad Minay Dafka, only one of the two would be eligible, so to say, to have the implication. Lo Yadin and Chad Minay, we don't know which one. So therefore, we can't learn it out from either one. So Rosh tries again to answer the question, what does the person saying Yom mean when he says, Konem Yain Shani Toem Yom, not Yom Echad, just Yom, Mai. What does that mean? So, Amar Ravashi, Toshma Ravashi wants to make a right from the following. It says, in the following Mishnah, this we'll learn in a couple of days, on Daf Samach Gimel, if a person says, Konem Yain Shani Toem Hashana, if a person asks himself for drinking wine Hashana that year, so what happens if it's a leap year? So Nis Abra Hashanah, there's two Adars in that year. So Aser Ba Ubi Ibura. So he's not only Aser in the regular 12 months of the year, but he's also Aser in Adar Beis. He's Aser in the extra Ibur Yar, the extra month of the year. Now, Hechidami, what are we talking about? And we turn to Samach Aleph and Aleph. What is the Mishnah on Samach Himo telling us? Elema, if you're going to tell me, Kediktani, it means literally as it states, for the Shana, for the year, so Lamali Lamema. Why in the world would I think that it doesn't include the leap year? When a person says, this is going to occur until the end of the year, so what difference does it make if it's a regular year, 12 months, or it's a leap year, 13 months? Of course it would include the leap month. It's part of the year. What must it be, therefore? El Olad, mustn't it be that the person said the Omar Shana? He just said the word for a year, for a Shana. And therefore we learn now that Hashana and Shana mean the same thing. And therefore, it means that he's also in wine until the end of the year, whether it's a leap year or not. And therefore, just like Shana here means until the end of the year, so too, the word Yom means until the end of the day, like Hayom. And that's exactly what Ravashi says. Alma, you see from our Gemara that we made the analogy between Shana and Hashana, Alma, Shana, Hashana Domi, that Hashana means the same thing as Hashana, and Hashana means until the end of the year, up to but not including Rosh Chodesh. So too, when a person uses the Lashon of just Yom, not Yom Echad, he just says Yom, Konem Yayim Shani Toim, Yom, so Yom means Nami, Ki Hayom. dinei, and therefore it means only until Misha Telshach, and not including the 24-hour period of time. Oh, so Rav Ashi wants to answer the question that it means, the word yom means hayom, meaning only until the end of the day, not me'eslais. Mor says, lav dafka, there's no raya from Rav Ashi. Lo, we can't make such a raya from Rav Ashi's statement, because li'olam, the yom hashana, he actually said the word hashana. And what's the chiddush to tell me that that includes the leap year as well? Umah the tema, I might have said holich acha rov shanim. When a person says the wine is also for me for this year, so maybe he meant a typical year. Whether it's a leap year or not, he only meant that it should be for 12 months. He never included it to go beyond 12 months. Liolam the amra hashana umah the tema holich acha rov shanim. You go after most years which have only 12 months, right? Only 7 out of every 19 years in the 19-year cycle are an Eber year. So that means that 12 out of the 19 are in fact 12-month years. And below is Bisbu Ibor. And the person doesn't mean to include the extra months. When he says Hashana, it means only up until the start of Elul, but not including Elul. Just like in a regular year, it would only be up until the start of Tishrei, but not including Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah. So maybe in a regular year, it's till the end of the year, but in the Eber year, he still only meant it should be 12 months, and therefore it would only be up until Rosh Chodesh Elul, not including. So, Kamash Vlad, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that when he says Hashanah, it means even in an Eber year. But you can't bring me any derivation. What would be the din with Shana or Yom? So, we don't resolve our question. It's Iboya de Lo Pshitale. So the Ran tells us, in Dibra Maskul, in Halacha, Kivan de Bayan Lo if Shita, since we don't answer this question, as we mentioned many times, since these are Dinam Daraisa by Nadorim, Maktina Luchumra, the Yom Kiyom Echadomi, that we have to say that Yom means like a 24-hour period of time, Me'eslais, we go Luchumra, and Va'asa Me'eslais, and therefore you're forbidden for the 24-hour period of time if you said Yom, even though you didn't say Yom Echad. With this, we conclude today's share.